Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some cardiac songs, we'll take a chance, get into trouble, have some thrills, and celebrate the birthday of Seymour Simons. Back on January 16th of 2002, I had my original cardiac episode. Exactly 7 years after that, on January 16th, 2009, I had the second, a triple bypass. So I was naturally a little anxious leading up to this week, but today is January 17th, 2016, and I'm happy to say that that seven-year pattern has not repeated itself, and there was no cardiac episode yesterday. Not that I've been all that great about following a heart-healthy regimen, but I'm still here. So, not to tempt fate, but we're going to open the show with a set of rapidly rotating records about hearts, beginning with Al Lentz.
Thank you. The moment that I looked at you,
did my heart beat and say that no one else would do?
Just one little stumble,
did I take a tumble?
And did we fall in love? Was my face red? I hardly knew just what to say.
Was my face red? I must have shown it every way.
Just one little stumble,
did I take a tumble?
And did we fall in love? We talked a while of this and that.
The night was so divine.
We walked a while and then we sat.
And suddenly your lips met mine.
Did I run home?
Sure, to tell it to your family.
Did I run home?
To tell them you belong to me.
Just one little stumble.
Did I take a tumble?
And did we fall in love? Did my heart beat the moment that I looked at you?
Did my heart beat to say that no one else would do?
Just one little stumble.
Did I take a tumble?
And did we fall in love? Was my face red?
Say, you hardly knew just what to say.
Yes, it was your face red.
I must have shown it every way.
Just one little stumble.
Did I take a tumble?
And did we fall in love? We talked a little while about this and that.
The night was so divine.
We walked a little while, honey, and then we sat.
And suddenly your lips met mine. Say, did you run home?
Sure, to tell it to my family.
Did you run home?
Yes, to tell them you belong to me.
Just one little stumble.
Did we take a tumble? And did we fall in
you.
Ted Black and his orchestra recording for Victor on April 12, 1932 with Every Time My Heart Beats, composed by Gerald Marx. The Benny Davis lyrics were sung there by an unidentified male vocal trio. And if you're trying to look up that song on the internet, Every is spelled E-V-apostrophe-R-Y. Ted Black formed his first band in 1929, and his theme songs were Pagan Moon and On the Beach with You. He not only directed the orchestra, but also played saxophone in it, and in 1931 the band appeared on Broadway, playing in the musical Ballyhoo. Before Ted Black, it was George Hall and the Hotel Taft Orchestra with the musical question, Did My Heart Beat? The vocal refrain was sung on that July 8, 1933 Bluebird recording by Loretta Lee and Barry Wells. Did My Heart Beat was written by Benny Russell, Pete Wendling, and George Meyer. And we started off that cardiac set with Al Lentz and his orchestra, with Al Lentz himself taking the vocal honors on Love in My Heart. That Banner 78 was made January 6, 1930, and Love in My Heart was written by Redmond Farrar, who also brought us I'll Have Vanilla, which was recorded by Eddie Cantor in 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. You no doubt heard that last week there were three winners of the Powerball lottery jackpot of $1.5 billion. And no, I wasn't one of them. I did buy some tickets, though, because although the chances are about 1 in 292 million, statistically at least, my ticket has exactly the same chance of winning as everyone else's. So to provide some consolation to the rest of you who didn't win, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about chances, beginning with Kenny Sargent and the Casa Loma Orchestra.
Never told me so. Somehow I know I never had a chance. I knew we'd have to part, for I could always reach your lips, but I could never reach your heart. My dream about romance ended in a friendly chat, but more than that, I never had a chance. Thank you.
are the chances of making you love me the way I love you? How many young men must I fight with to be in right with you? How's chances for one of those glances, a glimpse of heaven I'm longing to see? How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me?
Discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'd be true, but what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, or I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Discover that I'm a lover meant for you, and I'd be true, but what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
The the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra backing the voice of the Southland, Gene Austin, on Ghost of a Chance, recorded October 26, 1932, 12 days after Bing Crosby, who gets credits for the lyrics, along with Ned Washington, recorded his version. Victor Young composed the tune. Before that, from the Irving Berlin Musical Review as Thousands Cheer, which also brought us Easter Parade and Heat Wave, we heard Lou Conrad with the Meyer Davis Orchestra and How's Chances. That Columbia 78 was made September 22, 1933. We started that probability set with another Irving Berlin song, I Never Had a Chance. That was Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra with their saxophone player and principal vocalist Kenny Sargent on June 29, 1934. Kenny Sargent was born on New Year's Day, 1906, and after leaving the band in 1943, became a disc jockey in the Dallas, Texas area. He died on New Year's Day, 1969. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. For no particular reason, for this next segment of the show, we're going to play some thrilling records. We had a thrilling segment not quite a year ago, but this is a completely different set of thrilling records, beginning with Harry Roy and his orchestra.
Thank you. when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. How my pulse increases, I just go to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Oh, nothing seems to matter. Oh, here's my heart on a silver platter. Where's my will? Why the strange desire that keeps mounting higher? When I look at you, I can't keep still. You're my
minds our love couldn't be. We're parted and through with the game. Still I always look for your face in a crowd, and I thrill when they mention your name. It's over and done, love's fire is cold, just ashes where once was a flame. Still I always look for your face in a crowd, and I thrill when they mention your name. Just as broken blossoms can never be mended, a broken dream can only mean that everything's ended. I know that's all true, but down in my heart a deep longing seems to remain. And I always look for your face in a crowd, and I thrill when they mention your name. Thank you.
was you.
Scared all the kids in town. My first thrill was you. Remember that morning in September, the day you let me carry your books to school. I stuttered with every word I uttered. I held your hand and blushed like an April fool. My first it wasn't the sun's eclipse. I'm sure it was your two lips when I kissed you.
Jack Hilton and his orchestra, with a vocal by Sam Costa, and My First Thrill from January 3, 1936. My First Thrill was written by Maurice Sigler, Al Goodhart, and Al Hoffman. Before that, it was Joe Reichman and his orchestra, and I Thrill When They Mention Your Name. The vocalist on that December 4, 1934, Banner 78, was Paul Small. I Thrill When They Mention Your Name was written by Tony Sacco, Peter Tinturin, and Dick Smith. At the time, Dick Smith was being treated for tuberculosis at West Mountain Sanatorium in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and it was also around this time that he wrote his most well-known work, Winter Wonderland. That was preceded by Lou Stone and his band at the Monsignor Restaurant on April 24, 1934, and You're My Thrill. Jay Gorney composed the tune, and Sidney Clare wrote the words, which were sung there by Al Boley. We started that thrilling set from another dining establishment, Harry Roy and his orchestra from the Café Anglais, with No Thrill at All. The vocalist on that May 24, 1933 recording was Billy Milton. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week I played Hum All Your Troubles Away by Zach White's Chocolate Bo Brummels as part of a humming set. Well, apparently you didn't hum enough because there are still some troubles around, and they make up this segment, beginning with the Savoy Orpheans.
To double, for smiling puts sorrow to rout. There's always a way into trouble, so there's certain to be a way out.
listen, you fellas don't come in till the second chorus.
Oh, Ray, we want to sing the first chorus.
You're double trouble to me.
Yes, sir, Mr. Noble.
Yes, sir, Mr. Noble.
Yes, sir, Mr. Noble.
Oh, why, yes.
About now?
No.
Now, Ray.
All right, then.
I've got trouble, double trouble. What a business, who? One girl's a headache, but I'm in love with two. If I choose one, then I lose one. Such a business, who? Why should I suffer? My heart's big enough for two. I can talk with them. I can walk all around with them. Even spoon with them. But I can't go on a honeymoon with them. That's my trouble, double trouble. I don't know what to do. I'm crazy as a cuckoo, climb to do, do, do.
From the film The Big Broadcast of 1936, Ray Noble and his orchestra with an uncharacteristic comedy number, Double Trouble. You heard Ray himself along with the Freshmen on the vocal refrain on that July 20th, 1935 recording made in New York. Double Trouble was written by Leo Robin, Richard Whiting, and Ralph Ranger. Before that, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra who had Trouble in Mind on September 7th, 1928. Trouble in Mind was written by Richard M. Jones. We started that troublesome set with the Savoy Orphans at the Savoy Hotel in London on August 16, 1927, and There's Always a Way into Trouble. The vocalist was Cyril Ramon Newton, and There's Always a Way into Trouble was written by Carol Gibbons. This past week, January 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in Detroit, Michigan, of pianist, composer, bandleader, and radio producer Seymour Simons. And I believe this is the first time he's had his own segment on the show. He received a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Michigan and served in the Army Air Corps in World War I, achieving the rank of second lieutenant. Following his discharge, he embarked on his musical career, writing special material for performers including Nora Bayes and Elsie Janis. While continuing to compose, he worked in the radio production and booking business from 1928 to 1932 and formed his own band, which was heard on radio in the early 30s. Seymour Simons died of a heart attack in Detroit on February 12, 1949. His catalog includes Breezin' Along with the Breeze, It's the Little Things That Count, his biggest hit, All of Me, written with Gerald Marx, and these. Thank you.
dice are okay, but a gun I spend all my evening chinning the chat with me. So we talk about nothing, we've got plenty to say, and I'm always so happy chinning the chat with me. She'll say, nice, nice, then I give her a kiss, and always I'll say, I like conversation like this. And we never go to a movie, never go to a play. I get my entertainment chinning the chat with me.
There's a great way to end the show. Jesse Stafford and his orchestra, formerly Herb Wiedoff's orchestra, with Chinnin' and Chattin' with May. That recording is from May 5th, 1930, not quite 2 years after Herb Wiedoff died in a car crash, and Jesse Stafford took over the band, hence the formerly Herb Wiedoff's orchestra. The band also recorded a non-vocal version in that same set. Chinnin' and Chattin' with May was written by Simons and Arthur B. Fields, better known as Buddy. Before that, we heard Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band asking "Who's That Knocking at My Door?" on December 31st, 1927. That was written with Gus Kahn. We started our tribute to Seymour Simons with Henry Halstead and his orchestra and Rosy Cheeks from May 16th, 1927. Bandleader Henry Halstead was born November 16th, 1897 in El Paso, Texas. He learned to play violin as a child, and after playing with Abe Lyman and Gus Arnheim at the Santa Monica Sunset Inn Jazz Band, formed his own band in 1922. They enjoyed a 3-year engagement at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco and were also heard on KGO Radio, bringing them enough attention to tour up and down the West Coast and even to Hawaii. In 1925, Halstead completely changed the band's personnel and relocated to Seattle before returning to Los Angeles, where they became the first dance band to be featured in a short film titled Carnival Nights in Paris, and were known as the favorite band of movie land. Eventually, Halstead gave up the music business and took up real estate in Phoenix, Arizona. He died on March 18, 1984. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.